Rather than read scripture before I preach, I thought we would do it backwards. I'll share my message and then we can say the scripture together at the end of the sermon. So let's begin. Some of you may remember a Major League Baseball player named Ron Hunt. Hunt's motto was, "Some people give their bodies to science, I give mine to baseball." The reason this was Hunt's motto is that for 7 consecutive seasons, he led the league as the man most hit by major league pitchers. Ron Hunt was hit 243 times playing baseball in the National League in over a career that spanned from 1963 to 1974. 243 times. I don't know about you, but that's a record I would just as soon avoid. Problems like Ron Hunt's pitched beanballs seem just to keep coming sometimes. Life can seem like an uphill climb. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe you've been there. You've done that. Maybe you've felt that nothing you have and nothing you are has value. At such a time, we need to be reminded we still have God. In fact, this is when a person who's imprisoned by doubt or fear or life circumstance finally begins to find the way out, when they discover that all they have left is God. When we're feeling helpless and hopeless, it's very hard for us to take our eyes off ourselves. Our conflict uses up all of our energy. Affliction requires attention. But what happens when we look up? What happens when we move our focus from our problems to the power and the presence and the peace of God? Now, the city of Jerusalem is built on hills. Whenever we read a Bible passage about people on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, we read that those people went up to Jerusalem. As Pastor Steve explained a couple of weeks ago, many of the Psalms were written as traveling worship songs as they traveled from the surrounding towns to worship in the temple on Mount Zion. As they climbed the hill to Jerusalem, the caravan of the people would sing a psalm of praise or lament. That's why many of the psalms are titled "A Song of Ascents." It means a song to sing as you climb up the hill. What about you? When life seems like a uphill climb, can you find a song to sing? Our psalm for the morning, 121, begins, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Now, in these two verses, the psalmist is moving his focus from his problems to God's power. The people of God are climbing the hill to the temple on Mount Zion. They are at the point on the journey where there's a lot of effort expended, but no results yet. And they encourage each other along the way, and they continue to look up, straining to see the top of the mountain, straining toward the moment when they can join in the worship of God. In the temple, in the act of worship, they'll find hope and wisdom and joy and perspective. They'll find refreshment for their souls. Why are they climbing this hill? What's the point of this journey? To worship the Almighty, the most powerful God, the God who made the heavens and the earth. Whatever problems we may bring to worship today, we know we're laying them at the feet of a God who created the universe and set natural laws in motion. When we recall the power of the God we serve, we gain a new perspective on our problems and on the possibilities for God to redeem our situation. Reverend Randolph Riggs of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was taking communion to a member of his congregation who's a shut-in. He met her caregiver, a woman named Santieri. Now, Santieri is a Cambodian refugee who fled her country with a knapsack on her back and three children in tow. She lived in horrible conditions in a refugee camp in Laos for 4 long years until her family was brought here by a church refugee resettlement program. And when her sister died, Santieri and her husband accepted responsibility for her sister's children and her aging mother. 9 people under the roof of a small house designed for half that many. Santieri and her husband have each worked 2 jobs for the last 15 years to make ends meet and to provide for their children and her sister's children. Now, when Reverend Riggs asked this former Cambodian refugee where she found the strength and the courage to go on, do you know what she said? She said it was the power of God working through them. That's what the people going up to Jerusalem were hoping to find, the power of God to give them help and hope for the living of their lives. Now listen as the psalmist continues. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day and the moon by night. This simple faith in God's constant presence sounds like the faith of a child or someone who has faced many sleepless nights and has discovered that he or she was not alone in their struggle. Sleepless nights. We're most likely to feel our helplessness at night. In the darkness, when we no longer have to keep up appearances and we have nothing else to distract us from the truth, we let our struggles and questions grow and gnaw at us. But when we lie awake at night and ruminate on our situation, we can be assured that God is right there with us. In the book of Job, Job's friend refers to God as our maker who gives songs in the night. And it's at night when we're shackled and stuffed, when they were shackled and stuffed in a prison cell, that Paul and Silas begin singing songs of praise to God. Their shackles fell off, the prison doors swung open, and these two prisoners walked out as free men. Knowing that God neither sleeps nor slumbers inspires us to sing songs in the night and to find meaning in some of the hardest circumstances. Now, listen as the psalmist continues. The Lord will keep you from all harm and he will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. What an amazing promise. God is with us both now and forevermore. As a parent watches over a child, so God watches over us. We're not a statistic or a face in the crowd. We are known and loved by God. There's a wonderful little children's book written about 30 years ago entitled, Are You My Mother? Some of you probably grew up with this book. It's a story of a baby bird hatched while his mother is away searching for food. And when it realizes that mom is missing, it sets off in a quest to find her. And on the way, a little bird asks everyone it encounters if they are its mother. On its journey, the little bird encounters a kitten, a hen, a hound dog, a cow, an airplane, and even a steam shovel, and each time inquires, Are you my mother? And each responds according to its kind. The kitten just stares, and the hen simply says no, and the dog would like to be helpful, but the cow responds rudely, How could I be your mother? I'm a cow. In desperation, the hatchling calls out to an uncaring boat and an airplane. At last, convinced he's found his mother, the little bird climbs into the teeth of an enormous power shovel. But he's betrayed by the huge piece of earth-moving equipment as it shudders and grinds into motion, and he can't escape. I want my mother, he shouts. And at this climactic moment, his fate is suddenly reversed. The shovel drops him back in the nest just as his mother is returning home. And then she asks him, Do you know who I am? She's the one who would never forsake him. She's the one watching over him, loving him as no other could ever love. That's the picture the psalmist paints for us. In our Creator's eyes, our lives are priceless. Listen to Jesus' words from Matthew's Gospel. He's sending his disciples into hostile territory to tell the people that the kingdom of heaven is near. He reassures them with these words, Are not two sparrows worth sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. That's how much God loves us. Even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So, if God knows us that intimately, doesn't it stand to reason that God has a plan for our lives? And not just this life, but forevermore, as the psalmist said. Why would God give us eternal life if God didn't love us and want to preserve us? And so, in those times when life seems to be an uphill climb, we lift up our eyes unto the Lord, from whence our help comes. We find peace in knowing that our lives are valuable to God in this world and also in the life to come. We take refuge in God's unfailing love. And one final word, as we noted at the beginning, this is one of the Psalms of Ascents. Psalms sung by pilgrims making their way up to worship in Jerusalem. Now, most religions of the world represent human effort to reach up to God and try to become acceptable to God. In China, for instance, devout pilgrims ascend a sacred mountain called Taishan. They climb 7,000 steps to its summit, first passing through the middle gate and then through heaven's southern gate. And finally, they reach one of the most beautiful buildings in all of China, the Temple of the Azure Cloud. And here they offer sacrifices which the worshippers hope will gain God's favor. Now, the Christian faith is different from that. We believe that we don't have to go up to God. We believe that God came down to us in Jesus of Nazareth. God is a powerful presence in our lives in the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. Still, we give thanks for the beautiful imagery of this psalm. And so now I invite you to stand and say this psalm with me this morning, sort of like you would if it was the Apostles' Creed. Psalm 121, and we'll say it together. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen.